Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, May 2nd, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Speaker Pelosi visits Ukraine. The Department of Homeland Security releases new details on its Disinformation Governance Board. San Francisco's tourism industry collapses. A report ranks the most livable countries on Earth. Also ahead, some Americans are gloating over President Biden's failures. Is that a good thing? But first, Speaker Nancy Pelosi meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky in Kyiv said the Congresswoman, quote, "We're visiting you to say thank you for your fight for freedom. Our commitment is to be there for you until the fight is done," unquote. President Biden requesting another $33 billion in military aid to Ukraine from Congress. Pelosi is the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit Kyiv since Putin launched his invasion in February. Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas releasing more details about his department's new task force to tackle disinformation. The board will monitor social media and flag so-called fake news. They should be very busy. Critics call the move a blatant violation of free speech. Supporters say the group is necessary to ensure fair information. The Biden administration unveiled the agency just days after Elon Musk purchased Twitter for $43 billion. Mayorkas says this is a coincidence. San Francisco's tourism industry collapsing, travel bookings down 93% compared to 2019. The number of occupied hotel rooms dropping from 1 million 2 years ago to 50,000 in May. Total visitors to San Francisco tumbling from 26 million to 10 million. Crime up 30% across the board in the city by the bay. Car theft up 750% in many neighborhoods. The city is a disaster. University of Pennsylvania releasing its annual list of nations with the highest standards of living. Countries ranked by access to nature, economic opportunities, personal safety, and life expectancy. Top six, the USA, Australia, Switzerland, Germany, Japan. Number one, Canada, but not for truck drivers, eh? In a moment. Political gloating. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, President Biden and the gloat factor. Gloating is easy. It requires no skill or rigor. It is simply an unattractive technique used for one purpose, to insult someone. Right now, a major gloat is aimed at President Biden, a man doing enormous damage to the country he was elected to serve. There's no question about that. After 15 months in office, Americans are getting hammered because of Biden's foolish economic policies and his general befuddlement on just about everything. Last week, the stock market finally capitulated, believing Joe could lead the country into a recession just as George W. Bush did in 2008. Mr. Bush totally missed the crazy home lending spree, which eventually caused massive pain economically. The Obama-Biden ticket was elected because of that. Now, Joe got the top job in 2020 despite a strong economy under President Trump. The bombastic former businessman handled economics well, his policies, stimulating wages as well as energy independence before COVID shut the country down. But more than 80 million voters turned away from Trump's accomplishments and embraced Biden, who barely campaigned at all. He didn't have to. The corporate media did it for him by demonizing the Don and totally ignoring his economic success as president. Today, the United States is weaker in almost every area than it was 2 years ago. Yet many Biden voters are pulling a Tammy Wynette, continuing to stand by their man. It's amazing in the face of the facts, but unfortunately, people believe what they want to believe. And some folks will never admit a mistake, no matter what. The truth is that President Biden is unable to govern. That's what's spooking the financial markets. It was painful watching him last week trying to describe Russia as a plutocracy and a kleptocracy. The president could not get those words out of his mouth, and his verbal attack became a stumbleocracy. Embarrassing doesn't come close to describing it. And so, the anti-Biden legions brought out the gloat once again. Look at this guy, they postured. He's unable in the extreme. Sadly for the country, it's true. Mr. Biden will be 80 years old in November, and he's not Paul McCartney, who turns 80 in June. The former Beatle is currently on a nationwide tour and apparently can remember the lyrics to his songs. Joe Biden couldn't even sing the refrain to Hey Jude. This is not gloating. It's simply stating the truth. Gloating is a waste of time. Wising up so something like this doesn't happen again is what every single American should be doing. It's right there before our eyes. Remember. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know. Coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 11 years ago today, U.S. Navy SEALs conducted a top-secret raid against a compound in northern Pakistan. 1 hour later, the world's most wanted terrorist would finally face justice. Here is the story behind the covert operation that killed Osama bin Laden. The hunt for the Al-Qaeda mastermind goes all the way back to the 1990s. President Clinton conducted a worldwide search for bin Laden after terror attacks in Saudi Arabia, Kenya, and Tanzania. President George Bush the Younger launched 2 wars to eliminate al-Qaeda in the aftermath of 9/11, Iraq, and Afghanistan. President Obama continued the hunt for Osama. Finally, intelligence revealed the identity of a courier used to carry messages to a compound in a city called Abbottabad. Some analysts believe the man inside the complex where the courier was going was the al-Qaeda chieftain. The CIA recruited a Pakistani doctor to help identify bin Laden. They concocted a ruse using a fake hepatitis vaccine to obtain DNA evidence from the safe house. Days later, President Obama ordered the raid. It began at 1 a.m. on May 2, 2011. 23 Navy SEALs in 2 Black Hawk helicopters descended on the compound. One helicopter became unstable, forcing a hard landing. The SEALs, however, were safe, and the mission continued. The assault lasted 40 minutes. Five people, including Osama bin Laden and one of his adult sons, were killed. No Americans were injured. Afterward, bin Laden's body was flown by helicopter to Afghanistan for identification and then buried at sea. President Obama announced the successful raid to the world and stated that all terrorists would meet the same fate. And here's something else you might not know. While the doctor who helped locate bin Laden is considered a hero here in America, he's been branded a traitor in Pakistan. He was sentenced to 33 years in prison. He is still incarcerated. My new book, Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists, provides vivid details about the death of bin Laden and other top terrorists. It comes out tomorrow. Now this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.